2CH.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
I tried it.
You have tried what?
That fish pedicure.
Oh, wait a minute,
Yes, a couple of years ago. I heard you talking about it earlier, and I remembered a couple of years ago when I was in Kuala Lumpur, we were taken to this fish pedicure, and all these Malaysian girls were sitting there. You could see the fish swimming around in the water because they were in glass tanks, and they were sitting there with their feet in the water being nibbled by the fish. Look, I have to admit, I actually could barely put my feet in. When I finally did manage to dip one foot in, I couldn't bear the sensation because it was really ticklish.
Wait a minute, Gary also tells me he hasn't tried it, I don't think.
No, but I've seen it all over Asia for years.
All over Southeast Asia, yes.
But I'd be worried about whose feet they'd been nibbling before they started nibbling yours.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Actually, I think the idea is to get rid of, you know, dead skin, isn't it? But
yeah.
I couldn't bear it. It was so ticklish. But lots of the women had been sitting there for quite a long time and they were enjoying it immensely.
Apparently that's the new craze in England. I guess we'll have
to wait. England too. I think I might have seen one here in Sydney. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm confused. But, oh dear.
Okay, well, if anybody knows of any in Sydney fish pedicure places where you can put your feet in a fish tank.
Well, I guess, you know, I could try my very own fish fountain, which I've got. I could sit there and
Yes. What a dreadful thought. Now, what else? Let's talk about something sensible.
All right. I'm just going to tell you about gastropubs, which are really taking off around Sydney now and actually all over Australia. Pubs like the Technology Park Hotel at Alexandria and the Welcome Hotel at Rozelle, they've been refurbished and they're now offering fantastic food. And I went to a new one in Chippendale a few Sundays ago. It was formerly known as the Duck and Swan Hotel, and it was very run down. It's in Rose Street. It's now called the Duck Inn, and they're offering monthly Sunday roast. So I went along for the Sunday roast because I love the Sunday roast. And it was absolutely sensational. The food was superb. These gastro pubs are sort of an Anglo equivalent of the French brasserie. It's a way of sort of bridging the gap between high-end city restaurants and public houses. And they became very popular in Britain in the 1990s. You might have heard of one in Bray that became famous because Heston Blumenthal owns it. It's called the Hind's Head. And it actually won a Michelin star a couple of years ago. But it was pipped at the post last year by another called the Pipe and Glass Inn nearby in the village of South Dalton. And they're serving really fabulous, you know, dishes like, well, country dishes like the ploughman's lunch and slow-cooked crispy lamb with mutton and kidney faggot and game broth. But here in Sydney, we've got the Sunday roast event at the Duck Inn. And they have other delicious dishes, including chicken breast with the chickpea salad and goat's cheese and salmon with quinoa salad. Quinoa has become very popular, as you know, of late.
No poker machines, I hope.
No hideous poker machines. They actually even have a book club there on Saturdays. Two book clubs meet, and people just come in for a glass of wine and they sit down and read a book. So it's really, you know, your old-fashioned community pub. And let me tell you, I wish I had one near where I live. I'd love one.
Sounds
like
lovely.
Mm.
Okay, now what recipe have you got for us on your website?
I've got a mini lamb roast for you to tie in with the Sunday roast at the Duck Inn.
What is it?
A mini lamb roast, which is a terrific one just to cook for two people. It's from my mini chef cookbook, and I included it because it's an easy one to do. And, yes, so it's up there on my webpage. Have a look.
Which is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.